recorded live in Austria very recently. This just came out, coming to us from Berlin. It was released June 12th of this year, and it's a band called Kosmischer Laufer, and pretty cool synth work. If you ask me, hope that you're out there enjoying and spacing out, and I hope you're not driving, because if you are, you might want to pull over. But my name is Cal. It's been great hanging with you for the last few hours, but I'm going to have to bid you goodbye. And before this, we heard Six Organs of Admittance with the brand new album Taken by Ascent. And we're going to let this fade right into my closing track. It's Bound to Pack It Up from the early days of the White Stripes. Because I'm bound to pack it up too. Something like that. Did I mess that up? All right. 2:53, stay tuned for the afternoon headlines, as well as more content on the way from Metro and the rest of the afternoon KGNU palette. Thanks for hanging, and I will see you actually on Wednesday of next week. So do look for that and check this out on After FM if you want to just check in with what was played at what time, or if you want to play it over and over again to your grandchildren. See you next time. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
With the afternoon news headlines for KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran in collaboration with the Colorado Independent. Nearly a dozen demonstrators, many of them disabled and in wheelchairs, were released from a Denver jail early Saturday morning after they were arrested for occupying the office of Republican U.S. Senator Cory Gardner for 58 hours. Police arrested 10 of them on Thursday after receiving a signed complaint from Gardner's office, according to media reports that cited police. After their release, the protesters told media they will return to Gardner's office. On Friday, supporters held a vigil outside the Justice Center. Josh Winkler, a quadriplegic from Aurora, said at the vigil that according to Cory Gardner, the First Amendment only applies to 2.5 days. Winkler is part of ADAPT, a Denver-based national advocacy group that organized the sit-in. A new set of numbers released by the Urban Institute show just how big an impact the Better Care Reconciliation Act, or Trump Care, would have on Coloradans. The figures, which come from the Washington, D.C.-based Institute, show 575,000 Coloradans would lose health care coverage in the state under Trump Care by 2022. That's an increase, according to the Institute, of 134% over the existing uninsured population. The Institute's report, which was issued on June 30th, stated that 387,000 adult Coloradans, or about 11.5% of the state's population, lack health insurance under the current system, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. That number would zoom to 858,000, a population that includes both adults on private insurance and those on Medicaid. There are 14 states that would be hit hard by Trump Care and that have also at least one Republican senator, according to Bill Galston of the Brookings Institute. That includes Colorado, home to Republican Cory Gardner, who's one of 13 U.S. senators tasked with coming up with the Senate's version of Trump Care. Colorado ranks fourth out of those 14 states for the number of people who would lose their health insurance under the new proposed GOP plan. Marvin Booker, a Denver street preacher, died 7 years ago this month at the hands of officers in a Denver jail. On July 9, 2010, 56-year-old Booker was arrested on an outstanding warrant for drug possession. As he waited in the booking area, he took his shoes off. When his name was finally called, he walked sock-footed to the booking desk. But when he turned back to pick up his shoes, things went awry. A deputy grabbed him. He swung his arms and resisted. Officers wrestled him to the ground and put him in a sleeper hold. Then Sergeant Kerry Rodriguez shocked him with a taser. Moments later, he was dead. Now, 7 years later, serious questions linger about the authenticity of the homicide weapon, a taser, that the city and county of Denver produced as evidence in one of the most notorious excess force cases. For its weekly podcast, Colorado Independent editor Susan Green talked about the latest in a case that she's covered for close to a decade. Denver has a new district attorney, Beth McCann. McCann told the Colorado Independent that she will look into Booker's family's request for an investigation, but that her inclination would be not to reopen a case closed by her predecessor. Police were not charged in Booker's death, but his family won a $6 million civil verdict in 2014 against the city. The Indy is also holding a public conversation about the case on July 10th at 7 p.m. at the Denver Open Media Foundation. It'll be televised before a live studio audience. And listen to more of what Green has to say about the story and find details about